for these Easter readings, the beloved disciple is clearly the model of Easter faith. But I am challenged and inspired by Mary and Peter as well. Mary rushes to judge the facts of a scene that shocks her. Her heart is set on finding Jesus' dead body so that she can anoint it. But the rolled away stone rolls away her plans. Often I've been so attached to a plan or an idea that when a crisis comes, I react rashly. I want to immediately share with others my story, my fears, or my outrage. But I love how Mary's response is so rash and passionate because it reflects her passionate love and grief. Her testimony, though not wholly accurate, it leads others to investigate further. Peter is a seeker. He needs more details than what Mary gives him. Maybe he doesn't fully trust the messenger's testimony. Or maybe the news is so astounding that it suspends his belief. When Peter eventually enters the tomb and sees the burial cloths, I imagine him standing there, numb with the shock of what he sees. I've been numbed by many things I've seen this past year as well. It's hard to believe or to serve when you are numb. But then the beloved disciple joins Peter, and he also notices the neatly rolled up headcloth. He connects the dots, and he takes the leap of faith. Amazing, though, the implication is that Jesus has risen by his own power, and that death and chaos have been defeated. In my life and in my service, may I love like Mary, seek like Peter, and believe like the beloved disciple.